Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This would make you a giant piece of crap. It's also sneaky brilliant.
Oh, what happened?
It would be, Tommy, the easiest way to get a ton of cash illegally without getting caught. In fact, you could argue it's shocking we don't hear about this crime happening more often.
Oh.
Unless it is so easy to get away with that it is happening and we just never hear about it.
But wouldn't you hear about something like a big loss like that?
Well, here's the thing. The way that we are with our friends and family, you may not.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, nope, we'll start this way. A 53-year-old man has been arrested for a sneaky, brilliant crime out in Canandaigua. Police say the man was working at a as a caterer at a wedding.
I figured this was going this way.
Okay, on 5 and 20.
Yeah.
While he was working,
yeah.
Authorities say he stole cards filled with cash and checks from the bride and groom. We do not know how much he took. We also don't know how he was caught, but he's in serious trouble.
Yeah.
He is looking at felony grand larceny charges, meaning if we go by the law here in New York State, mm-hmm. what he took was worth over
$1,000. $1,000?
He has a court date coming up.
And best wishes for the future.
Are wishes like wishes?
Well, I've been drinking at the bar. It's open bar. Chefs, yeah, love you, couple. Give me a hug.
What a sneaky brilliant.
Oh, yeah, because it's right there, man. You're watching it load up.
Okay, walk through this with me.
Yeah.
Are we ready? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As long as you don't get caught with your hand in the cookie jar,
yeah,
there is almost no way you get caught.
But usually somebody is designated to keep an eye on that thing.
You mean you at the open bar?
Not me. I would be a bad birdcage watcher. Or box or a little castle. I'm just saying, like, usually somebody in a family, like, their job is once that thing, like, once everybody's in,
yep,
you get that stuff and you pull it out.
Unless you get in before people put everything in.
You grab it before everybody's.
But you got to be that good, man, because people are coming in, like, and, like, you got to be going into that thing, bro, while people are walking in.
It's chaos. And let's keep in mind, chaos. I've also been to weddings where it's just an open basket where people are dropping envelopes in.
Yeah, but that's,
Okay, so look, walk through this with me.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
But your family busted. You get a lot of government stuff in that basket.
Another WIC card. Look at that.
Free milk.
I would love free milk.
Talk to your mother.
Tommy?
Yeah.
If you invited someone to your wedding and they did not bring you an envelope, you would notice that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right?
You'd be pissed by that.
Yes. You can't do anything about it.
Would you confront them?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
I've had a second wedding.
Yeah.
Big wedding.
Yeah.
Two bounced checks. And, like, we redeposited.
Yeah.
And then we just let it go.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is, if you did not get an envelope from somebody, you would not say anything to them.
Yeah, you don't say nothing. Yeah, you let it go.
Kimmy.
But if they really put a dent in that thing,
stay with me here. Kimmy, if you brought a check to a wedding, put it in the box, and never got a thank you letter, would you notice that?
No.
Okay.
No. Sometimes, like, the letters come later. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That wedding.
But even if your wife did notice.
Well, my wife knows when that thank you should be coming.
But even if she did realize that, she's not going to confront the bride or the groom for not writing her a thank you note, right?
No. I'll hear about it.
So if I'm not confronting someone for not getting a check, and I'm not confronting someone for not getting a thank you note, no one would have any idea that the check went missing.
You're right.
Or cash. It just goes right in your pocket. And the check would still get cash, so there would be no red flag, Tommy, if you wrote a check and gave it to the bride and the groom.
So there must have been a lot of heavy cash, cash.
No, it said cash and checks in the story. You could use cash. It's the perfect crime.
How do you turn in those checks to your bank?
You just sign, you endorse it on the back. There's ways to do this.
Can you
I don't know how.
Yeah, but you'd have to send them over to you.
Oh, no.
No, but oh, yeah, no. You'd have to, like,
yeah, like
sign
the name
them.
Would be wrong.
I'd have to write someone else's name on the
back. Yeah, you have to do.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a whole other charge,
oh,
then.
Oh, my God.
I was surprised, though, because people wrote checks, like, to, like, they didn't know what to put on the check.
Your
so
maiden
they would
name
just,
or your, yeah.
They would write, like, the Coffee Family or something. And I was a little worried that, like, my bank wouldn't take them because technically with the bank, my right. last name was still my old last name. You know what I mean? Yeah. I never had any problem no matter what they wrote on that
so
line.
So did they say he cashed them out?
It doesn't say. It says he was arrested for grand larceny.
But he get caught with the box going out to the car?
We don't know if the allegations
that would be
true.
The way to do it. Just snag the whole yeah. thing.
Well, no, you take the whole box. That's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but it
and
might
leave.
Not be a red flag because people might see you do it and think, oh, that must be the family member right. that was supposed to take
I'm
it.
I'm saying I'm grabbing that whole thing, no. walking out and yeah. splitting see, because your catering job is done.
No,
anyway.
But this is how you get caught, stupid.
Well, he got caught anyway.
And that's what I mean. I cannot believe he got caught with this because look, if you take all of the checks, no bride and groom's gonna be like, well, we lost all the checks.
You see,
we're
not you think
anything.
You could get in and out because there's so much cash, you yes. could be sticking your hand. I don't think
Bro,
you can, man.
Here's the key: if this guy made a mistake, ethics aside, it could have been greed because he's looking at felony grand larceny, like we said, so it's over $1,000. But if you grabbed as a wedding caterer 1 to 3 envelopes every wedding you did, yeah. even if the couple realized the cards went missing, they're just gonna write it off as a mistake,
man. If my wife. At my stepson's wedding, saw somebody with their hand in that basket. She's grabbing that carving station knife and going like Japanese mobster on.
Agreed. It's usually
that
set
hand's
up
coming off
in a place where people. It's usually set up like before you enter.
Yeah, it's
the
right
main,
there.
No,
yeah.
but it's
right?
off to
so
the side.
Yeah, it's off to the side. It's like the something you see when you first walk in, and then right. you're not paying attention to it. And the bride and groom especially are not paying attention to
right.
it.
Right. That's why usually it's a family member's yeah. job.
Bro, I love how you're painting a picture of a wedding reception as being like an organized thing.
Yeah.
It is drunken chaos.
Yeah.
Drunken chaos.
I was at a wedding once where I saw a fight over this, over who was supposed to be responsible oh. for oh. the cards. So the maid of honor was tasked with bringing the cards back to wherever they were staying. Yeah. An uncle of the groom, I believe it was, goes, no, my sister's supposed to take this. And oh. there was an argument that ensued because the maid of honor's like, I don't know if I should give this to this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to take it. So then she left and he threw a fit because... He thought like she was accusing him of trying to steal the cards. It was a mess. It was a mess.
Trash ass.
And nobody really
That's trash
knew.
Trash ass, bro. The uncle's now getting into an argument over the box.
With the maid of honor.
You wedding trash. I don't care what you make.
And nobody knew what to do because everybody's like, I don't know who's supposed to have it, so I don't know whose side to take here.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this 53-year-old guy out in Canandaigua. He was working a wedding catering job on 5 and 20 when police say he stole cards filled with cash and checks from the bride and groom. He's been arrested for felony grand larceny, meaning he took over $1,000. But when you walk through this crime, the chaos of a wedding reception, the social faux pas of telling someone, why didn't you bring an envelope to my wedding or why didn't you write me a thank you note, you could very easily, not that we are encouraging crime, but get away with this. And, you know, saying before... Why don't we see more of these stories? It's possible this is happening on a regular basis. It's just so easy to get away with. Nobody's getting caught.
Why would we say that in like graduation parties are the same?
Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
It's the same style. Yeah. And I don't think anybody's watching that stuff.
Well, like, you know,
because it's at somebody's house.
And the graduation party is usually always cash.
Yeah, or a gas card.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's why those teachers go to so many graduation parties they get invited to is, you know, free gas next year. And I wouldn't blame them for taking. Which leads us to the other thing here.
What's that?
Because ethically, obviously, this is the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
Okay, right? But past the desperation or, you know, putting an extra $300 to $500 in your back pocket every time you work a wedding.
Yeah.
It would be easy in your mind to justify stealing from some couples.
Yeah, but they're a young couple just starting out and you're taking their dreams.
Again, hear me out.
All right.
Like you're saying based on how the wedding looks?
They deserve it.
Okay. Look at you.
Drinking up a storm. What did that dress cost you?
There's that. If you are at a super high-end wedding and you're busting your ass for minimum wage, carrying hors d'oeuvres around for people that don't appreciate you. Easy
All right, Karl Marx catering.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, bro, like you haven't worked jobs. You live in Pittsburgh and you have that take. Look at these rich-ass douches as I live for free at my wife's Pittsburgh home. Check me out in a full gray suit this morning. But past that, look, we have all been to weddings where the bride was a monster and a complete bitch to everybody.
Yeah.
We have all been to weddings where the groom was an entitled dick and treated the help like pieces of crap.
All right.
We have all been to weddings where we watch the parents of the bride or groom be overly demanding to the people that were just trying to do their jobs. And if you are on the wrong end of that and have an opportunity to take a little money from them, I think it would be very easy in your head to go, how you like me now? Am I wrong? As a petty, vindictive man, I could very easily talk myself into, yoink, you ain't going to need it, you ain't going to miss it, go sell that $30,000 dress. Yoink.
But if you take the wrong card, because there could be, there are, everybody has a family member or a friend who gives a lot.
Okay.
And they want you to know.
Okay.
Or they want to confirm that you saw that they gave a lot.
Okay.
So if that person reaches out to the bride or groom to say, I don't know, congrats on your wedding, you know, just kind of hint around that they want like that extra thank you, and that card is missing. That's what's going to get you caught.
Fair enough.
Because there are a couple people. So, for instance, like this didn't even cross my mind that something got stolen because we got stiffed by like two people at our wedding.
Wow. And you invited Tommy.
But they were kind of people where we saw it coming.
Oh, we know who they are.
Do we know any of the person?
They were at our table.
No,
you don't. Ah! Bro, they were at our table.
These were like kind of outliers.
Terrible time Timmy didn't stiff
and we
you?
Also, no, he didn't. And these people,
King Stiff.
We knew that these people
two matchbox cars.
Had stiffed at other weddings.
Oh.
But it never even crossed my mind. Like, oh, maybe something got taken. Oh. But based on that person's reputation,
but again,
it can make certain conclusions.
But again, let's walk through that idea. Somebody gives a bunch of money and they would be confronted. The chaos of a wedding reception is so insane that there is also the ability, if you only take one or two cards and somebody says, hey, did you get my card? Or we didn't get this from somebody, that you could say it must have gotten lost along the way. One card missing isn't an indictment on a theft because your argument would be, why didn't they take more of them?
Like, I guess if I was going to steal that money, I'm getting all of it.
Okay, and that's why you would get caught.
Because if you just grab a couple of cards, you may get chintz-ass cards.
Okay, you're taking a risk. It's like a scratch-off.
Yeah, but if I get caught on a chintz.
But the odds you get caught on one or two cards are almost zero unless you get caught with your hand in the tiny castle.
Which is a possibility.
It is. Yeah. It is.
You're basing it on chaos.
It is, but it is. Bro, what? I have never been to a wedding reception, high-end, low-end, middle, where it wasn't just complete insanity at some point.
Man, I mean, usually after the booze kicks in.
But let's say, for instance, like after my wedding, you both were like, well, who gave more, me or Tommy?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I didn't actually get one from Tommy.
I would assume that
is my name the stiff in that fake scenario?
Let's say your card got stolen. What would you assume happened?
The card got you lost. I would assume that Tommy got drunk and never put the card in the box, and we would do a break about it, and he would be like, "Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, probably, sure, okay."
Do you think you would eventually question yourself? Because I would be like, "No, I know I put the card in that box.
Or my wife put it in,
But even if you put it in the box, maybe it fell out while it got picked up, carried around. You know, they were counting cards, checks. They got one that fell under the bed in the hotel room. I mean, all of these things are possible.
I will say this: like every time I go to a wedding with my wife, because she loves weddings. Like she scopes it all out, you know, how is it and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she even notices, like, where they put everything.
Okay.
Like, she'll say, that shouldn't be there. Like, it's too close to the door. That should be over there.
Yeah.
Like, she would notice, like, at that card table is in a unsecured area.
Okay.
It's like, remember, like, I seen in Goodfellas when she's all worried about the money? Hey, don't worry about it. Money's good here. Everything's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing, too, man. Wait, does this mean what sucks about the whole idea of like you're responsible for the box, right? Like, if that person is actually a responsible person, you've just ruined their night. You know that, right? Like, they can't cut loose and have a grand old time because they're responsible for potentially tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but usually the dud in the family gets that gig.
No,
yeah,
no. You put the most trustworthy person.
No, I'm saying the one that's not going to have any fun.
Yeah, but what?
You can't have the drunk. Do it, getting in a bunny hop while he's supposed to be watching the goddamn box.
True, yeah, you're not going to put somebody responsible on it.
The box is gone.
Dom writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, we had a check get stolen from our collection box at our wedding that was worth $500.
Damn, that's a whopper.
That's what I mean. I bet you that family member reached out to let them know that I gave $500.
But did you figure out who took it? Because here's the other thing. To wrap this up, before we get to Connor's message, I want to read this too.
Yeah.
Let's say that they do realize the car got stolen, right? You have so many people that had access to that box between friends,
well, everybody's
family
putting
members,
their hands in it to drop the
staff. Oven.
Every employee that works there that's been there all day, how could you narrow it down to one person unless you had a camera on the box?
Ooh.
A bunch of people do.
But then again, you have people sticking their hands in the box.
It'd
so
be
how
hard.
Do I
You'd get- have to be yeah. a good quick, cha- you know, yeah. smooth.
Connor writes us. He wants to talk about being paranoid.
What's he doing?
He writes, my wife is so worried about this for our wedding that the box of cards was padlocked so nothing would get removed.
Oh.
That is a really nice way to
do it. Well, then you could just grab the whole damn box.
But again, you're going to get caught. You know there would be family members that would take that personally if they saw a padlock on the box.
I wonder if there's more of that than I realize. Because I wouldn't really notice.
Lockbox?
Yeah. Like a lockbox, basically.
Well, I mean, based on this discussion,
yeah.
maybe you should. Yeah. Maybe you should be locking the box.
Safe than sorry.
Right? Oh, by the way, Dom writes back. We also caught somebody loading up their purse with cigars from our cigar bar. They took at least $100 worth of cigars.
God damn.
So you invited Tommy Mulay to your wedding? Is that inappropriate?
Well, yeah, usually they're for, it's basically, it's a wedding favor. Usually they have their names on it, and every guy gets one, and the girls get something.
No, I know how it works, but
So you're going to grab, like, seven guys' cigars or whatever?
I would assume that they were already paid for, and I'm just taking them home.
Well, they are paid for, but they're for, like, guests, one.
I'm a guest.
Yeah, you're own guest.
Guessing all over this place with my 100 cigars.
Man, scooping up the cigars.
Jim's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how we doing? I thought of a different scenario.
Okay.
Guy takes a bunch of envelopes.
All right.
Some got cash, some got checks. Pockets the cash, tosses the checks. Now, 2-3 months goes by. Joe Schmo that gave him a check notices on his bank statement that the check has never been cashed because he doesn't get dinged for it.
Sure.
And he calls and says, "Hey, you guys never cashed my check I gave you for the what? You know, for your marriage."
Why? Because Joe's a sucker, bro. If I write a check for a wedding that doesn't get cashed, I ain't saying
no.
Nothing.
Especially if it's major bank.
Nothing, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody would say, "Hey, you know, I gave you a check and it never got cashed."
But that's a tight ass.
Okay, I have plenty of family members that would absolutely.
A family member.
I'm trying to balance my budget for the end of the year. Yeah. I notice I'm.
They would
$125 short.
They would want to know when it's happening.
Okay,
yeah.
No, Jim, I'm not saying
I'm with you, man.
I'm not saying it's a flawless plan.
If I write a big check and it never gets cashed,
no, it's not.
It's going right back into the system, baby.
But, Jimmy, I do think this is way easier to get away with than we assume. It hadn't even crossed my mind, but it's brilliant. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. And again, don't do it, obviously.
Don't steal.
This guy is facing felony charges.
That's tough.
At 53 years old, by the way.
What? Wait, that's an old cat.
Yeah.
I thought it was some goddamn kid.
Kimmy, I said 53 like 4 times.
Yeah.
I did not hear that.
No, I know. I know you didn't hear it. Oh, man, everyone's going to be watching at the wedding. What? Huh? 53? What?
He should have really, but he must have really blended in there. You would think the older cat's going to be the thief.
See? Let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, finish this sentence.
Okay.
People in Rochester are known for being... First thing that comes to your mind. People in Rochester are known for being, are known for...
Oh, their accent.
Okay.
They have that harsh Western New York accent.
Absolutely not.
It's improv like that, which is why he no longer does stand-up comedy. Kimmy, finish this sentence. People in Rochester are known for...
Garbage plates.
Okay.
That's always the first thing that comes to my mind when I think better. Of Rochester.
Okay. It took you 3 goes at it. We're known for being smug. We got that reputation. Yeah. And it turns out we have one of the highest rates of this in America.
America.
Not a great stat.
Oh.
Because when you're a kid growing up here, it does seem like every other friend you had was bringing an inhaler to school. And I always assumed it was like this other places, but apparently not.
Really?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yeah. Did you know, Tommy?
What is that, buddy?
Rochester is among one of the worst cities in America for asthma.
You said it wrong.
I got asthma.
Well, here, that's what we're known for.
Yeah, asthma. I can't breathe through my nostrils.
So Rochester was named the second most difficult city in America to live with asthma.
So what gives you – how do you get asthma? Are you born with it or you just get it from – the environment.
Well, I think the environment agitates it, but it's something that you have.
Yes. Yeah. So, all right. So, here's the thing. Right. You're kind of right about the environment.
Yeah.
The pollen and ragweed make living with asthma in Rochester really bad. So, your environment can fire it up and make it worse. Yeah. But it also seems
like more people are born with asthma.
Yes. More people in Rochester have it than in other places.
So, it's like a gene we pass down?
I don't know.
Got the asthma gene.
Study says that more than 10% of kids in our area have asthma. City residents have hospitalization rates for asthma 5 times higher than residents in the suburbs of Rochester. And we in the greater Rochester area have the highest rates of asthma in all of the Northeast United States.
We're number one.
You got it.
Damn.
Well, yeah, we have the highest in the Northeast.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, you're not from here, so you're irrelevant. Your lungs work just fine.
Yeah.
Kimmy, did you have asthma growing up?
No, but I remember kids with the inhalers, like they had to bring them to gym class and stuff.
So no one in your brother didn't have it either?
No, I don't think anybody in my family had it that I recall.
So both Ryan and I had asthma. My oldest.
So now you don't?
So I grew out of it. I don't know about Ryan.
I didn't know you can grow out of it.
Well, yeah, you can grow out of asthma. Ryan still inhales, but it's mostly chicken wings. My oldest.
Poor kid.
My oldest has asthma. And half the kids I played football with growing up
had the inhalers.
Yeah, they had the inhalers. I just assumed when I was a kid that like every kid in America had asthma, but I guess that's not the case.
I always wished I had asthma because like the kids that would let's say we're going on like a 2 mile run or something in soccer, they got to stop and take like an asthma break, and I'm like, I want to stop too. I'm done running.
I wish my lungs were scarred.
You had a better coach than I. I remember as a kid, we had this kid Chris Rivera. Love the kid.
Yeah.
And he had really bad asthma to the point where he had to keep his inhaler in his sock when he was playing.
Yeah.
And they were just like, keep running, take out the inhaler.
So there's I was just watching this thing on the Dallas Cowboys on Netflix. And there's a great scene with Jimmy Johnson screaming at a player who's on the ground who can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And he goes, coach, I got asthma. He goes, well, you know what? The effing asthma field is over there. Get off my field. And this poor kid can't breathe. But, like, nobody took it serious, to your point, because everybody had it.
Yes. Yes. So here's the thing.
What's that?
The worst part about your kid having asthma, other than being scared when they have an asthma attack.
Yeah, because, I mean, not breathing would frighten a kid.
It's terrifying. Yeah. Having to hold on to that inhaler as a parent. Like, there has to be a better way soon to treat asthma.
Was it a puffer thing?
Yes. You can't hand your kid an inhaler because they're going to lose it immediately.
Are they expensive?
No, they're only, like, $10 to $15 depending on your insurance.
Oh, they're covered.
Yes. Oh. If you have insurance. But if you want your kid to have an inhaler at school, there are all these hoops you have to jump through because the nurse has to be the one to give it to them.
Oh.
If they play sports, every one of their coaches has one of your kid's inhaler at home because your kid gives it to them to go play in a game. They forget they have it in their pocket, and it goes away. I bet as a dad, I'm not even exaggerating, my daughter is 15. I have probably paid for 50 inhalers in the last 8 to 10 years.
Goddamn.
One kid, 50 effing inhalers. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, it's gotten better for my daughter as she's gotten older.
Yeah.
If she were to say, I need my inhaler at home, it would take me 20 minutes to find one, even though there's probably 20 of them sitting around the house somewhere. So is it just the allergies that make everyone
But why here?
Well, that's the question.
Like,
because, like, Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, it's pretty much the same weather in this whole area.
Well, they could also have Cleveland. High rates. Dip, 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 dip.
Oh, yeah. L.A., Hollywood, Sunset Strip.
I mean, what in our past would lead to higher rates of asthma?
Hmm. Could be inhaling some factory crap.
Well, but here's the thing. You just brought up Buffalo, Syracuse, Cleveland.
Yeah, they're all factory towns.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Like, what about us is different? Is it our...
Well, the type of manufacturing.
Does it have to do also something with maybe, like, where we sit on the lake and, like...
But Buffalo's on the lake.
Yeah.
So is Detroit.
Toronto.
Cleveland.
L.A., Hollywood.
Dip, 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 dip. The Santa Ana rock and roll is still beat. No, I mean... Like, geographically and industrially in the past, we are not any different than those places.
Like, New York City should be a major, like, asthma area with all the smog and crap.
But we have higher rates than New York City does.
Look at us.
I mean, well, what the hell is happening here? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We do have one theory already.
What?
Black Oak Design writes us, definitely from secondhand smoke, the Seneca Res cigarettes. We're going to blame the Seneca Reservation cigarettes. Okay.
Everybody chain smoking?
Got to be there. Yeah, because Buffalo and Syracuse, no one was ever smoking, ever. I mean, what sucks about this?
What's up?
Everybody has sympathy for a kid with asthma.
Oh, sure.
Like when you see them wheezing and coughing, you feel terrible, you do everything you can help.
Yeah.
No one has any sympathy for adults with asthma.
No.
And there are plenty of them.
I don't see that often, though.
There are two
Do you see people with inhalers?
Yeah, I know there are two people that work here that have inhalers on.
Okay.
Them. And I've played, you know, I play beer league hockey.
Oh, so yeah, I guess if you play any kind of rec sport, you probably see it.
Any guy that like brought their inhaler on the bench, we would just mercifully make fun of them. Mercilessly make fun of them.
Yeah. I could see that, though, because you're an adult. I figured, you know, but you've dealt with it your whole life. You know what to do.
They can die. Like, I mean, like, I never think an asthma attack would kill you.
See, I never think an asthma attack would kill you.
It can.
Like, I mean, that's got to be extremely rare.
So there were two times when I was, like, 4 and 6 years old where I had to go to the emergency room in the middle of the night.
I understand, like, a little kid, because you're not telling your parents what's going on. But if you're an adult, I would think an asthma attack killing you would be pretty low on the list.
Well, I wonder, though, how many adults don't get diagnosed with having asthma because, like, they just think it's allergies. Because we talk about how you can develop allergies later in life. Like, they may just think it's something like that that's irritating them, not really knowing that they need an inhaler.
But I would also think they are so on this when you're a kid that you would have been diagnosed.
Well, but can you develop it later in life?
I don't know.
Is that something you can grow out of asthma, but can you grow into
asthma? Let's Google, can you grow into asthma? 252 WCMF, Rochester, one of the worst cities in America for asthma. It was named the second most difficult city in America to live with asthma because of the pollen and ragweed. But we also have a very high rate of asthma, specifically in the city of Rochester. More than 10% of kids have it. City of Rochester residents have five times the hospitalization rate compared to the burbs. I don't know. Maybe it has to do with access to health care.
Oh, I mean, it could have something to do with that.
Right? Yeah. And Rochester in the greater Rochester area has the highest rate of asthma of all cities in the Northeast. Kimmy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, there is adult onset asthma, and it can be more severe than childhood asthma.
See?
Why do you just talk out of your ass? Like, we literally have Kimmy here to tell us anything we need to know.
You know what I think about a thing I never had and never witnessed?
But you still don't think, you know, people are dropping from asthma.
She literally said it's worse than it is.
Yeah, no, but like you severe. Could die.
That would be worse.
I would guess if you don't find help for it, it's not going to be fun.
All right, now we got a whole bunch of speculation.
What is that?
And you want to trust a guy who goes by Ripped Van Winkle on Instagram.
What's he saying?
He writes, I think it's the nature of the industry in the area, film chemicals, etc.
Well, we said, like, what we're manufacturing could have had something to do with it.
And he said, everyone's parents smoked growing up. Did we have a higher rate of smokers in the greater
Russia? Man, the whole country smoked back in the day.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't know why it would be worse here.
I would love to. I wonder if this data exists, like percentage of smokers per city in America.
Like, I was exposed to secondhand smoke, which I was my entire youth.
Yeah, I mean,
I had teachers smoking in class.
Well, yeah, but that was to deal with you. You don't like that one. You won't like this one. What's Pete that? Writes us on Instagram.
Yeah, my mom gives you asthma.
Actually, yes. Theory.
Her vagina.
Theory.
Inhale my mother's vagina.
No, his is much better than your crappy joke. He says, it started with all the choking that Tommy's mom did. It spread from there. For me to know, writes us on Instagram. Hey, Duffy, I still have like three of your daughter's inhalers from last year.
Oh.
Or maybe it's from the eight other girls. Okay, thank you. If I could get those back, that would be awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. If it is just the pollen and the ragweed that like really fires up the asthma, I think this story really sends home how there may be no perfect climates anywhere in the United States.
Yeah.
I thought it was like dry like Arizona was good.
Yes, no, you're right.
But we were talking about like, you know, places that have more mild, friendly climates for most people, comfortable climates for people.
Let me put it this way.
What's that?
We have it really good in Rochester. It does not get unbearably hot.
Right.
We don't have scary natural disasters. We have plenty of fresh water. We get to enjoy all four seasons. It is a natural paradise in the greater Rochester area.
Mm.
But if you have allergies and asthma, apparently, you're in hell.
Yeah.
Right? And you're in hell for like two out of the four seasons.
That would suck.
And we just talked 2 weeks ago, Kimmy, about how fall allergies have really kicked up this year, according to several.
You think it's over. You think you're in the clear, and then they're back again.
So, like, you know, for all the awesome things we have going on naturally in Rochester.
You just can't breathe. Come on. Jesus, you need that much air?
No, I heard in the break room that, you know, it's all asthma, not even that big a deal. Quit being a bitch, you asthma bitch.
I got the asthma.
Rich does say asthma is hereditary, and that could be the reason. But
oh, so you could pick it up through the family.
You're passing it on. But what, did everybody that had asthma move to Rochester?
Must be.
They had the asthma Mayflower show up on Lake Ontario? I don't even know how it would get there.
Yeah, especially with everybody was asthmatic.
Yeah, and you couldn't row. No Erie Canal. How are we getting up here? It doesn't make any sense, Rich. Shut up. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is against this except for old school baseball nerds? And I get that the jacket you're wearing is made out of the same material they made baseball jerseys in the 40s. But I didn't think you were the type of guy that would be like, oh, we got to keep the game pure.
Well, I mean, it kind of takes away an element. I mean, is this thing going to like eliminate a position completely?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So the Bills play Sunday, 1 o'clock. You got college football in full swing. A lot of drama going on there. You know who Lane Kiffin is, right?
Oh, the Kipster?
Yeah. The head coach of Ole Miss? His daughter is dating a linebacker at LSU that she just went public with the week they're playing LSU.
Oh, my God.
Lot of drama there. NBA starts up soon. The NHL is in their preseason. And baseball is getting great. If you haven't been paying attention.
Getting hot, baby.
Yankees fans are freaking out right now.
So they're doing well?
The Yankees last night with a win. They clinched a playoff spot two nights ago. They are tied for the lead in the AL East with the Blue Jays right now after a win last night. It's coming down to the
tight
last
race.
Week. Exactly. But I want to talk about next year.
All right, what's next year?
Well, a story we didn't have time to get to yesterday. Major League Baseball announced next season they are unveiling robot umpires.
So this will be a robot behind the catcher.
Kind of. So it's the ABS system, automatic balls and strikes. It's the same technology, essentially, that they use to call in and out during tennis matches.
Okay.
So there won't be a physical robot back there.
Right, but it'll
be a bunch of cameras.
All right.
Yeah, and the human umpire exists. Now, this robot will not call all balls and strikes. They use it as a review system. So, a human ump will stand behind the plate and still make all the calls. But if a team does not like a ball or a strike, they will have two challenges in the game to argue. And it happens instantly.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. They don't have to go send it to like a room of guys who are going to analyze it and look at it from 1,000 different angles. It just shows right up on the screen, and it's like, that's the call.
So if you have been to any Red Wings games the last 2 years, you've watched this happen. So, Tommy, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Pitcher throws the ball. They call it a ball. Mm. Catcher believes it's a strike. He turns around, wants a review. The umpire immediately turns around, turns on a mic, and goes, the pitch is under review. And as that happens, the screen lights up in the outfield, and the players and the fans at the same time watch the ball slowly come in into a little box. If it's a strike, it's green. If it's not, it's something else. And then the umpire either goes, told you so, or has to be like,
My bad.
Actually, I screwed it up. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the greatest thing ever.
But it kind of takes away the element of, we got screwed here, or you know what I mean? Like, it's part of the game.
I would say it adds another element because now it's on that batter or team to take a chance because they could be wrong too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they lose a challenge.
So I think what Tommy is arguing here is part of the game.
Right.
Is managers coming out and screaming, arguing with umpires.
And that's part of the fun of the game. I mean, it's usually the most interesting part of it, outside of a home run, when some fat coach gets out there instead of some blubbery ump, and they're just going at it.
One, coaches aren't fat anymore. They're all in pretty good shape.
Which is another shame, man.
Two, he is right. When they started using this minor league baseball, manager ejections decreased by 60%.
60%.
There's still stuff to argue, right? I mean, like, that robot isn't going to call, it doesn't call foul or.
No, foul fair, but that's also reviewable. Everything
is it all reviewable?
Almost everything is now reviewable. And again, because they have a review system now that isn't balls and strikes. And yes, that has also cut down on major league umpires being ejected. So you're right. You would have an old school element of the game disappearing, but this makes the game better. And it makes it better.
For who, for who?
People that like.
How about somebody who wants a show?
You don't watch baseball even with the show.
No, but I like the highlights when they're screaming at each other.
You're not. You're literally giving no money to Major League Baseball in any way.
I know.
And you're upset it's changing.
No, the hell I don't. I had the Major League Network.
That comes free.
Does that come free? It's built into the package that I pay for.
Okay, but you didn't.
Well, actually, my wife pays for it.
You didn't call Spectrum and be like, look,
yeah,
I need the Major League Baseball Network.
They still get my money.
What about the water department? I mean, if there is one thing to be angry about with Major League Baseball, and some former residents of Rochester were a big part of this.
What's that?
There are really bad umpires.
Yeah.
Like, really, really bad umpires.
But they were also part of the character of the game because you had these umpires that there was somebody to hate.
Oh, you mean someone who made the show about themselves, the game about themselves?
Right, but you hated those guys. And it was almost like a mutual enemy in this dude. Like, people would jeer that guy, hate his guts. It was part of the fun.
Yeah, it's until
you're taking all the personality out of this. This game is going to be robotic. And boring as hell.
Quite the opposite, Kimmy. I think.
Hey, here comes the sorted. They're just shaking hands
according
here.
According to you,
they're not even drinking anymore. Tommy's off the sauce.
According to you, baseball's already boring. So what's the?
This is going to be way more. You're going to hate it.
I am surprised.
Space age, boring ass baseball.
Experiencing this at Red Wings games, I was honestly surprised at how often the ump was right. I mean, most of the time it felt like they made the right call.
I was at a game where the ump was wrong 5 times. They
really?
Kept getting their challenges
I've really only seen them confirm the call.
It's great, too, because, you know, everybody in the crowd wants, like you said, they want to give crap to the ump, right?
Yeah.
So when the ump has to turn around and be like, oh, I was wrong, it was awesome.
All right.
252-WCMF. Major League Baseball is getting robot umps next season. It's the automatic ball strike system. Again, there will be a human ump calling balls and strikes. This system, which is not an actual robot, it's like the technology they use for professional tennis. If a team decides that that pitch should have been a strike or a ball, they have 2 challenges. They touch their heads. The ump turns around, and it immediately goes to the big screen. Strike, ball, whatever. We move on with the game. Can you, Nate, you're saying you're losing,
some of the fabric of the game.
Sure. You
want to
see
the personality of the game.
All right. Just one simple question.
Go ahead. And I'd love to answer it for you.
Name a single Major League Baseball manager.
Manager? Right now?
A single 30-single Major League Baseball manager.
Chuck Tanner had a good run.
No, you said Chuck. You can't even make up a name. You can't even make up a fake name without looking like an
idiot. Whitey Herzog.
You cannot.
He's a hell of a manager.
Name a current Major League Baseball manager. One. I just need one manager.
Don Lemon. I don't know.
The guy who was on NBC?
There was a Don Lemon that was also a manager of the Yankees back in the day.
Okay.
Back in the 80s.
Kimmy?
He didn't last long.
Yeah, well, he soured on them.
Oh.
You just make it. You can't name it. We're not gonna continue this show.
I don't know any of them.
Okay, so you don't know a single baseball manager.
You're thinking of Bob Lemon?
Yeah. No, Jack.
Jack Lemon. It was really hard for him to manage the Yankees when he was also starring in Grumpy Old Men.
No, we also did, My Apartment.
You're an idiot. Could you a deeper reference, for God's sakes? My Apartment? God.
No, The Apartment.
Shut. You said My Apartment.
I know. I had it wrong.
That's the bar off of Mount Reed. No, I am excited for this. I can't wait for this. I think they already use it.
Well, you watch full games. I don't get.
Yeah. How else are you supposed to watch baseball?
Highlights.
Who's turning it off in like the 8th inning? Well, that's enough for me.
I'll let Kettle out explain it to me.
I don't know. Last night I turned off the Jays in the 8th inning. I'm getting very frustrated. They were doing. Okay, I'm a Blue Jays fan. And like this has been like.
I'm a Blue Jays fan. I don't root for like. The Yankees or the Mets. I'm going to be cool.
Who's the manager of the Yankees?
I'm going to be
who is the manager?
The Blue Jays are the Dolphins of the North.
The manager
you are
of
a Dolphin
the
fan
Yankees.
Of the
Wait,
North.
Wait, are you saying Pat needs attention?
Obviously. I'm a Blue Jays fan, man.
They've always been.
I always have been. They're the closest in proximity.
I've never heard you talk this much about the Blue Jays before.
Well, no, right. I mean, look, I used to watch the Blue Jays a ton when I was a kid. My kid showed up. I had to drop a sport, and baseball was the one that I
drop a sport. I did. Second kid, I had to let go one sport.
No, I really did. That happened. Look, I know there are other
you
guys.
You are a Dolphins fan.
There are other guys that are
in
sports.
Sheeps are actually Kimmy's top.
The closest team in proximity is the Blue Jays. I've always been a Blue Jays fan. And they have,
I know you've always been a fan, but I've never heard you be this deep into baseball.
Big time watching.
Two things. Yeah. One, Ernie Clement, Rochester native, is a Blue Jay this year.
There you go.
And it's awesome. And I got his jersey, and I'm wearing it proud. Two, they're really good, and they came out of nowhere. I always go to a Jays game or two a year. I'm actually like following close
okay,
now.
Okay, hey, you don't have to explain it to me,
Shut up, man.
Enjoy your
Shut
baseball.
Up. No, but they've been on a heater.
Boar ball. It is boar ball.
Boar ball. Ladies and gentlemen. Tommy Boulay.
They ain't got no ratings.
They're getting.
They ain't got no ratings, bro.
Compared to 20 years ago? 10, 20 years ago?
It's tough with certain baseball
teams.
They're
struggling with the Stanley Cup and ladies' soccer.
What?
You think anybody's tuning into like a Pittsburgh Pirate game?
Well, no, because
there's nobody in the stands.
No, but it's the same thing when the Arizona Cardinals play in the 4 o'clock window. Nobody watches that either.
I don't know about your Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
None of my business what goes on out west. I only root for east of the Mississippi.
You talk about Lasorda and Chavez Ravine all the time. Take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.